For 30 days of Beyond the Grid, day 23, we're going back 23 years. And with good reason. Ferrari's two-decade wait for a Drivers World Champion was over. And while Michael Schumacher took the glory that day, the car he drove and the engineers who designed it deserved just as much praise. That car was created by a team that included Aldo Costa, a leading engineer with an amazing place in Formula One history. His designs have helped Ferrari, Mercedes, and their drivers win a combined 26 world championships. No single person in F1 has had more success. I spoke to Aldo in 2019 when he was at Mercedes. He compared the pressure he felt there to the overwhelming need to win at Ferrari, and he explained how it affected the work of engineers and designers like him.
In Ferrari, during the winning time, there was a group of people creating a sort of shell around Ferrari that was managing and coping with the pressure that all the Italian environment or, let's say, high-level bosses inevitably wanted to create. Because, yes, it's true, there is more pressure, or there was, I don't know now, there was more pressure in Ferrari than at Mercedes, for example.
And is the media responsible for some of that? The Italian media, do you feel that as a Ferrari employee?
Yeah, you feel it. I felt it because Ferrari must win all races, must win all championship, is always in the center of the millions of passionate people looking at you and wanting you to win. So you feel this pressure. And there was a group of people protecting the engineers to feel the correct pressure. And there was harmony between people. There was somehow it was created an atmosphere very, very similar to what is the atmosphere here, for example, for a few years. So it was good. So there are quite a lot of similar activities and quite a lot of similar results for that. In Mercedes, the pressure is we don't need this big shell around the team because there is less pressure. There is less pressure from the board. There is less pressure from Daimler. And the pressure here is a sort of a nice sporting pressure that everybody of us are applying in the job. But you don't feel the nasty pressure from outside.
How interesting.
If you ask the engineers to develop new ideas, to aim high, to aim long, and you need to allow them to fail, and you need to be happy that few times they fail, and you need to trust them for the following challenge. If you apply pressure and you want to keep the pressure high because you want to win next race, engineers normally they tend to not be so creative and to deliver something that is safer, something that is more shorter term. And then this will influence your development pace. So that's why you need to protect them. You need to leave them thinking. You leave them trying hard and aim high. And then you manage the risks.
Aldo is genuinely an F1 legend. Check out the full interview for more of his wisdom on how to run a winning team and how to design a winning car. We love having engineers on Beyond the Grid, and there'll be plenty more this year. Who would you most like to hear from? Let me know. I'm at TomClarksonF1 on Twitter, or you can use the hashtag F1BeyondTheGrid. Thanks for listening. I'll be back tomorrow with a full-length interview from the Beyond the Grid archive.